It's 1991, and I'm a crust punk, apparently. Combat boots, long black trench coat, my head shaved up to about here, and everything else is long and dirty and hanging in front of my face. And I'm really into radical politics. It's actually not true. I was really into the idea of radical politics, but I would read these things, and they were way over my head, so I just tried to like look punk and seem smart. Most of my friends also nonconformist, you know, punk kids, so we all looked exactly alike. And we were kind of an unsavory looking bunch of kids, but we're all, you know, good kids for the most part. I didn't drink, I didn't smoke, I didn't do drugs, and I tried to stay out of trouble, but we still managed to get kind of a bad reputation. When I was 14, I was just walking home on the street, and a police car pulled over and arrested me for stealing a car. When I was 17, there was a bomb placed in my high school. The FBI was contacted, and I was actually the first suspect that was questioned. I was not involved in either of these things, but I just wanted to kind of give you some background about my reputation. I wasn't winning, you know, class president anytime soon. So some of my friends, I live in a town called Monroeville. It's just outside of Pittsburgh. It's a big shopping town. So we have some people from Monroeville here, I guess. It's like the place to go shopping if you're from Pittsburgh. Christmas shopping, that's the place to go. It's also got a little bit of a cult following. It's the filming location for the 1978 George Romero zombie classic, Dawn of the Dead. So it's a great place. Some friends of mine got a job there, and they're like, Jim, we got this crazy job. It's awesome, but it's crazy. And I thought, well, that's right up my alley, because I'm crazy. So they pulled some strings, and I showed up for my first day of work at this place. It was actually just the photo shop in the mall. I showed up, but there was no application, and there was no background check. They just gave me some instructions, sent me to the back room, and I was supposed to pop out in like 5 minutes. I go in there, it's a small room, and there's photographs all over the wall, which in a photo shop makes sense. But then I looked a little bit more closely, and there are photographs of women in bikinis, and women in lingerie, and some women were nude. And these are all, I think, pictures that people brought in to get developed, and the developer made an extra copy for himself, which was really creepy and potentially distracting for a 17-year-old boy. But I was given really specific instructions, and I was starting to feel nervous about this job that I might be underqualified for it. What they had told me to do was to go to the corner and grab the Santa Claus suit and put it on and get dressed and meet them in the hallway in 5 minutes so I could be the Monroeville Mall Santa Claus along with my friends. Now, I'm not exactly sure whose idea it was to hire a bunch of 17-year-old punk rock kids as Santa Claus. The only possible explanation I have is this when the Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit video came out, so funny-looking kids were seeing sort of a surge in popularity. But I went out expecting some kind of training, like Santa school, do's and don'ts, and I got absolutely no guidance whatsoever. There was no instruction on how to be a good Santa, but even more importantly, there was no guidance in terms of what not to do. They literally paired me with an elf, sent me into the mall, and I was working. One of the very first girls, and you know, it was just something fun to do, it was crazy. One of the very first little kids that came to sit on my lap, she was really small and she, you know, probably hadn't been talking that long, and she'd been practicing for this moment with her parents, and her parents put her on my lap, and they're like, what do you say? And she looks at me, she just goes, Merry Missmas, which was just the cutest thing that I'd ever seen at that point in my life. And then the gravity of the job hit me. I was like, oh, I have to do a good job at this, because if not, I'm going to ruin Christmas for, like, the entire town. So, and again, I never really talked to my friends about how their shifts went. We just, you know, showed up and did it. We didn't work together, because two Santas would be weird. But so I would go in, do my job, and the kids were great. I really liked it. One of the other kids that stuck out to me was he was really specific when he wrote his letter to Santa. He went through the big, fat JCPenney catalog, and he cut out all the pictures of the toys he wanted. He glued them in, and then he wrote the price and then also included the JCPenney catalog number. So if Santa was running late, he could, I guess, phone it in, and kid was going to get his toys. So, I mean, but it was a great job, and it actually paid really well under the table. But it did have a downside, and the downside was the suit. It was a big, heavy, padded suit. It was really hot, you would sweat profusely, and by the end of a shift, you were soaked in sweat and the suit was soaked in sweat. Gets better. There weren't enough suits so that they could wash them in between Santas. So you would take the suit and you would hang it inside out and you would let it air dry as much as possible. And then before you put your suit on, they gave you a can of Lysol to spray it down to kill all the germs from the Santa before you and the Santa before him and the Santa before him. So it was really gross, but that actually wasn't the worst part of the whole getup. The worst part was the beard. You wouldn't think that it's that bad, but it was a cheap beard. It was really scratchy. So, you know, it'd scratch your face up. And Santa's beard's curly, so the curls would actually go into your mouth. And throughout the course of a shift, it would pick up little bits of saliva. And I was in the habit of, you couldn't eat when you were Santa. Anything had to come through a straw. So I would drink milkshakes. And so my beard would have little bits of saliva and little bits of milkshake at the end of my shift. And like just like the suits, they don't really get washed. So by December 24th, all of the beards had these really defined, like, yellow accumulations of crust right around the mouth. And I had a very defined set of red sores around my mouth. So that was, I mean, the one upside of I really enjoyed the job. But when it was over, I thought, I never have to wear that beard again. So, but it was good. I got to work with friends. Some of my friends were elves. One of the elves was a friend of mine named Greta, who went to high school with me. She was 16 or 17. And our friends would come by and visit and, you know, make fun of us. And one day, some of her friends came by. They were all in this band called Code Red. Code Red, this might be worth mentioning, maybe not, went on to play in a band called Os Rotten. I don't know if there's any punk rock scholars in the audience. But Os Rotten, actually the biggest anarchist crust punk band of the 90s. They're internationally known, thousands of records. But at this time, they were, you know, whatever, 18, 19-year-old kids. Like four big guys, you know, plaid pants with the safety pins and mohawks and boots and everything. And they came to see Greta, and they thought it would be really funny to get their picture taken on Santa's lap. So these four guys all hop onto my lap, and then right before she takes the picture, they all give her the finger. So she takes the picture, and, you know, I've never seen that picture again. It's just kind of floating around there, and it's one of the most memorable photographs that happened when I was working as Santa. And my story doesn't have like a big Shazam ending, unfortunately, but it did get me to thinking about the fact that when I was 17, I felt this pressure to do a really, really good job, because if I didn't do a good job, I was going to ruin Santa Claus for everyone. And now I came here to tell you all that when you took your child to see Santa, put some people here may be from Monroeville, it's possible that you took your child to sit on the lap of a 17-year-old dirtbag punk rock kid who was wearing a disgusting suit with sores on his face, getting dressed in a room full of amateur pornography only to have a bunch of anarchists make obscene hand gestures on his lap. So, Merry Christmas, if you're into that.